Meriden Kirby and her husband Bruce were not home the night of March 2nd when the ocean pulled the foundation out from under their house. They had heard the forecast and knew they should leave.
We just made sure we took showers because it sounded like it was going to be a huge storm and we'd be without electricity.
They had stayed the last time there was a big storm in January, and that time the water came up higher than it ever had in the 20 years they'd been living there.
It had never, ever been in our yard. It had never been very much in the street, the road in front of our house that goes down to the parking lot. But that time, it just kept coming.
So with the March storm coming, they packed up and headed over to a motel on 6A. At night, they got a call from their friend, Peter Thomas.
He called and said, your house just went into the water. And he asked me if there was anything I wanted out of the house. It was dark. It was a huge storm, and he's asking me if there's anything I wanted out of my house. And I said, no, Peter, you need to not go in there.
But even though Peter had called and told them what had happened, it was something else to see it with their own eyes.
We came back, and there were the house was on the beach. It was terrible. I knew we'd be okay, but I knew the house wasn't. It's like somebody died, and it's only a house.
For Meriden, 103 Wood Avenue was more than just a house. It was a dream come true. After all, she says, she and Bruce were both nurses. They didn't make much, and $280,000 was a lot of money.
It was just so beautiful. Every day, every single day.
When they first bought the house in 1997, Meriden says it was barely visible from the beach. There was a big, tall dune in front that hid everything but the top of one of the chimneys. And she says it was 10 years before that started to change. It happened slowly at first, then more quickly in the last few years. The dune eroded down to nothing, and the ocean crept up.
I knew our house couldn't go through another storm like that the way it was.
Many of the homeowners right along the beach truck in their own sand before every storm, and some have put up big, hard walls of sandbags. But Meriden and Bruce never did any of that. To this day, Meriden says, she doesn't know what a truckload of sand costs.
There was no way we could do that. We had paid for the house, and we just couldn't do it.
If you walk along Town Neck Beach now, you can see the spot where Meriden and Bruce's house once stood.
So that railing right there that I see, the stairs are still there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all that's left?
Pretty much.
It's hard to even tell that a house was here.
It is. It is. Hard to believe.
Technically, there's enough land for them to rebuild. And before all this, they had figured they would, if the worst happened. Take the $250,000 payout from the National Flood Insurance Program and build a new house, another little one.
But the water went all the way up there.
All the way up and over their property and through to the other side. So instead, they bought a new house just a couple of weeks ago in East Sandwich. It's all on one floor, which is good for Bruce, who's about to turn 80. And it's got lots of windows that look out onto the woods instead of the water.
I think we'll be very happy here. I do. But our time on the beach was really special.
Losing the house at Wood Avenue, Meriden says, is the worst thing she's ever gone through.
You know, this is really hard for me to talk about. I haven't talked about it. The only reason I wanted to share it with you is because I knew other people were going to have to face it too.
People all over the Cape and beyond who know, like she knew, that they're living on borrowed time. For WCAI, I'm Samantha Fields in Sandwich.